A few days after this, I received a letter from Maidstone in Kent, saying that if I was at liberty, and they wished me to come for 4 or 6 weeks upon trial. I looked upon this as a wonderful opening in Providence, and sent them a letter fixing the time at which I hoped to be there. I think it was the day after I had sent off my answer that I received another letter, and from a few people who met in a room at Trowbridge in Wiltshire, inviting me for a month upon trial if I was at liberty. Oh, how I wondered to know what all this could mean. I sent them an answer saying that I would comply with their request as soon as I had fulfilled my engagement at Maidstone. At the time appointed, I went to Maidstone and stayed as long as I had agreed to do. The people gave me a call to be their pastor, and everything was as pleasant to flesh and blood as I could desire, and fully was I determined to accept the call, only I must go to Trowbridge to fulfill my engagement there. But I was as confident in my own mind that I should come and settle at Maidstone as I was in existence. So to Trowbridge I came to spend my month. The room was crowded with people, and God blessed the word abundantly. But I felt determined I would go to Maidstone. The people at Trowbridge gave me a call, and my time being nearly out, it was necessary to give them an answer. Oh, the begging and crying I had that God would give me a command to go to Maidstone, for to pray to stay at Trowbridge I could not, for I could see nothing but difficulties, trials, and miseries at Trowbridge, for I plainly saw the toils of a new chapel, and these I dreaded as knowing what sorrows and miseries Hope Chapel had caused me. Oh, what a night I had the night before I was to settle the business, whether I was to go to Maidstone or stop at Trowbridge. I wrestled and prayed and cried to God until about 3 in the morning to let me go to Maidstone. And oh, how I sunk down when he spoke these words into my heart, "Abide in this city, for I have much people here." Oh, cried I, "Do, Lord, let me go to Maidstone. Do, Lord, do not be offended with my poor petition. Do let me go to Maidstone." But the text sounded again and again, "Abide in this city, for I have much people here." But still I wanted him to let me go to Maidstone. At last the dear Lord settled the matter at once, and by speaking these words to my soul, "If his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgments, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I visit their transgressions with a rod and their iniquity with stripes." And I could see it as speaking all this to my soul, "You may go to Maidstone, but here is the rod, and you shall have nothing else if you go." I fell down and cried out, "Not my will, but thine be done." "But," cried I, "how can I get on here? How can I live here, when I come with 10 in family and my wife in the family way? How can I possibly live here and the people a poor people?" Oh, how God condescended to settle the matter in my soul. "The cattle upon 1,000 hills are mine. The earth is mine, and all the gold and silver is mine. Thy bread shall be given thee, and thy waters shall be sure. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." I cried out, "It is enough, it is enough. Amen to it." Maidstone from that moment was completely taken away from my mind, and the feeling of any desire to go there to settle, as if I never heard of such a place. And here I am at Trowbridge, a poor worm, and have proved the word of the Lord to be truth nearly 22 years.